freeze warning. Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Freeze warning. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Freeze warning. Freeze warning. Good morning. 0100 hours. Clear. 38 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Freeze warning. Freeze warning. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Freeze warning. Good morning. 0200 hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Freeze warning. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Freeze warning. Freeze warning. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 31 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Freeze warning. Freeze warning. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Freeze warning. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 31 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Freeze warning. Freeze warning. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Connected to CMN Network. Freeze warning. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 31 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Freeze warning. Freeze warning. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Freeze warning. Good morning, 0600 hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Freeze warning. WHCMN, repeater Flint. You're connected to CMN Network.
Hey, there's a blast from the past, KD8RVT.
Yeah, I'd say so. Good morning. How you doing, Mike? KD8RVT, KD8LDF.
Sorry about that. I had to grab a different battery pack. Doing great. Sun's coming up. Looks like we're going to have blue sky. Looks like maybe my backyard will dry out. I've mowed the front yard twice, but the backyard's too wet. All this rain we've had, the very back of the yard accumulates standing water, and the rest of it was just squishy. Well, at least we haven't had the floods like they've had everywhere else up north. There's like 30 counties under dangerous flooding, flood warning. I've seen videos online all over the state up north. Roadways out and cottages underwater. That's why I was asking if everything was okay where you're at up there.
Yeah. Back home, home PTH, the backyard was like a lake there. Finally subsided and soaked in, so squishy, but no more rain. Don't need any more of that. Unfortunately, I put got fertilizer down to control dandelions, and that's all washed away. I pre-looked at the weather, too, when I laid that stuff down. It was just supposed to be, like, really light rain that predicted for the rest of the week, and boy, they sure were wrong about that. And the weather bug thing, and the Weather Channel thing, and it's like, no. I should be out there with a dandelion plucker. Up north was pretty flooded. They had two sump pumps running, sucking water out. That's how bad it was. I had probably about 5 inches of water, if not more, all underneath the cottage I pumped out from Friday all the way to Sunday, man.
Yeah, you're telling me. It's been crazy. There's a guy up north near Tawas that does automotive videos, drag racing and engine upgrades and engine rebuilds, but he's been posting videos of all the flooding up there and drone footage. Just, I mean, like 100 cottages underwater. One of them, the first one, completely underwater. The second level is above water. I mean, that's going to be some major deals for people, for insurance companies. It's just crazy.
That's horrible, isn't it? Absolutely horrible. And hopefully their insurance will cover it. A lot of places don't cover flood insurance like that. You know, especially when you're built really low at lake level, you know, water level pretty much.
KBRVP. Yeah, we purposely added flood insurance for our basement in case it ever flooded here. We're at the mercy of the sewer system. There's no sump pump or anything here. So if the sewer system was to back up, which the subdivision south of us on the worst, right off of North Road, 23 and North Road, the subdivision south of us, they flood all the time. But the city even added a lift station. But people were posting on the next door app that a lot of people's basements flooded. Some people, their sump pumps gave out. And right when everything's melting and all this rain we've had, their sump pumps gave out, and that's what flooded their basement. Crazy. The only good news I've seen with all this rain is Sanford Lake is filling back up. There's actually water going through the new dam up there.
Yeah, I seen that in the news. Yeah, you go over there, you can take some dam pictures and get some dam bait when you're up there for fishing.
Yeah, you got to have a little humor out of it. It's pretty crazy. I called my parents, I was talking to them, and I was asking if we should get ready to build an ark or what. Oh yeah, all the lakes around here are full. My brother and sister-in-law live in Traverse City on Silver Lake. And the last couple years, the water level's been way down. The year before last, it was so bad they weren't sure if they were going to be able to get their boat over to the boat ramp to take it out in the fall. It was down several feet. So my brother said it's full. The Great Lakes, usually if they freeze, it seals them off, and then if they get a lot of snow on top, it raises the lake level. So I'm sure the Great Lakes are up too with all this. They were saying all those lakes up in Black Lake and that drains into Lake Huron, and they were just over their bank. Was it Sheboygan, I think it was? Yes. All the lakes should be full right now. Get off to a good start. Just hopefully dry up. The next rain's not going to come till I think Thursday or Friday. So I'm praying that the backyard will dry out so I can get it mowed. I'm going to have to bag it. It's getting pretty long. I put the Scotts weed and feed down too for the dandelions. And our backyard's like a bowl. So it didn't go anywhere. Had a lot of water with it. I've got some left in the bag, maybe a third of a bag, so I got enough to do it again.
W8CMN, repeater Flint.
Yeah, same here. TV and RVP, K8, all the, Yeah, I bought a couple of bags, 15,000 square feet bags. I bought a couple of them so I could do up north too. And I bought a couple of bags of the ortho grub, kind of like grub X, and it gets rid of grubs and leaves. And sticks and all of that. good for like 3 months, so I probably won't put that on until June. But yeah, I've got more Scott's fertilizer. I found a place where it was fairly cheap. Well, not cheap, but a little bit more cost-saving. Yeah, I'll probably have to do it again, unfortunately. KB8RVP, KB8LDF, City City.
KB8RVP, all right, made it to Bay City. Yeah, it's not cheap right now. Walmart was like $65 for a bag. My wife said, how much to pay for it? $35? I said, no, not right now. Fertilizer's going crazy. They said the farmers are going to have a heck of a time with their planting this year. With the prices being up, and if they can even get it.
It's been $35 really. It's creeping up. The only thing that works, you know, is buy some off-brand, like, I tried Menard's brand. I tried that. That only worked for like a couple of weeks. So that you could see it was already not working anymore. And the grass is actually starting to fade color and everything.
Yeah, when we had our road redone in our subdivision a couple years ago, they redid the grass from the sidewalk to the street and a little bit in our front yard on the house side of the sidewalk, and they just used some kind of cheap contractor grass seed, and it was full of all kinds of stuff, all kinds of weeds. And I put that weed seed down, and it really kept it under control pretty good. It's mostly grass with some weeds still, but if you look at the neighbors that didn't do anything, it's a disaster. Everybody's been complaining about it.
You know, you're almost better off for a little bit extra. You're almost better off having it professionally sprayed with liquid fertilizer and weed control. But I don't like to be locked into some stupid contract, you know. Just what I like to call when you need it, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if all the weeds came with the cheap topsoil that they used or if it came with the cheap grass seed. It was literally guys out there just by hand, just tossing the grass seed out. It was a package deal. They redid the road, the sidewalks, the gas lines, the water lines, the sewer lines, planted trees, the whole nine yards, all redone.
They should, you know, especially if they're in there excavating around, you know. But they probably used it. That's Macri special, you know. Probably had a little bit of everything in it. You think it could have been in the soil and it could have been in the seed. Probably a little bit of both. I'm almost to work. KB8RVP, KB8 all day up the block.
All right, Chris, thanks for the shout. Pieces of cereal. Got my computer booted up. Patty just got home from Missouri last night at midnight. She's back to starting her computer up and getting working. So we'll listen out for your final and we'll say 7-3. Talk to you next time. Thanks for throwing that radio in, or at least the parts to it. KB8RVP, I'll be clear and listening out.
it makes a difference, doesn't it? Thank you, me with my window down. Yelling for you. Oh, Lord. Good morning to Patty, and also good morning to you. Mike, have a great day. You guys, poke your head out every now and then, and fresh air. It'd be a beautiful day. KB8RVP, this is KA8LVF, Bay City Network. Clear. 23.
Freeze warning. Good morning. 0700 hours. Clear. 29 degrees. Freeze warning. W8CMN. Repeater Flint. Freeze warning. W8CMN. Repeat. Currently connected to CMN network. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Freeze warning. Good morning. 0800 hours. Clear. 29 degrees. Connected to CMN network. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Freeze warning. You're connected to CMN network. Freeze warning. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Freeze warning. Good morning. 0900 hours. Clear. 29 degrees. Connected to CMN network. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Freeze warning. Freeze warning. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Freeze warning. Good morning. 1000 hours. Clear. 29 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Freeze warning. Freeze warning. Freeze warning. Good morning, 1100 hours. Clear. 29 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Clear. 29 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Clear. 29 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Clear. 29 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
Hey, where you at? You're making it. I don't remember where that is. Is that east or west of Emily?
Yeah, it's past KMAC. I tried to hitch up right after I was still in Fort Huron, but something out of reach, but I'm going to be back. I tried again, I'm going to come down the road.
Yeah, you're but it's picket fencing and a lot of white noise, so you're definitely going by some trees. You're going the back way home through K-Tac then. I don't know if you copied me. You might be in a, you might be down at the bottom of a hill or something. You're going the back way home, or are you still out toward 69?
I just passed Riley Center exit, which is, that's Passport Huron, or, take that. Yeah, I'm right on 69 still, at much 24.
So, you're in a gray area right now. With that other antenna, you'd probably be almost full quieting. There's that much of a difference in gain with that other antenna. So it's a noticeable difference when you run that higher gain antenna for sure. But you're making a system.
Connected to CMN network.
Yeah, that's cool. I did get the delivery notice that today.
You did what now?
I said I got the delivery notice that the antenna that was lost in transit was delivered today. Right now I'm coming up the K-Tac Road on exit 176 on 69. But yeah, that antenna got delivered today.
Well, hopefully it made it with all its parts. We're going up north tomorrow up here by Linda's place up there. I'll be able to get into this repeater from up there. This one that I use down here in Baxter, and work the system from up there across the bay.
Well, I'll be back out for here on 634. Actually, I'll be up there at
6:30. We'll be up there most of the day tomorrow, and then driving home in the evening, so we'll be on the other side of Saginaw. We got a big circle we got to do, but be monitoring the system for sure. Hey, you remember the girl at my place when you were staying there with me that called the cops on our dogs?
Yeah, I remember.
She got a fake name she's using on the Columbiaville page. It's hilarious, dude. She's so gullible. She fell for the crap I fed her, and basically... She said the old man only owned that building down there where them kids crashed for like 4 years. I said, and basically when she gave up the ghost, she said, I know the guy that owned it for 25. He didn't own it that long. I have to tell you sometime, it was pretty good. I was roaring.
I sat there for something about 25 years, and the lady had Facebook.
I'll tell you about it in person. Too much politics to the radio, but it was funny. You'll die laughing, you know. I was just roaring the whole time.
Yeah, she must be scared if she's using a fake name. She must be a real piece of work for everybody.
I went to school with the guy that I live with her over in Davidson, and I feel sorry for her because she got him under his thumb. I think the last comment was something along the lines of, man, as much as you were here in the game, folks, I can't imagine your breath.
Yeah, I'm not picking up very good now. I'm getting getting, I can barely understand anything you're saying, getting a lot of static.
Look, when you're driving past a row of trees, especially pines, right now, and it gets worse in the summer, you'll note it in the summer when the leaves get real thick. It's called picket fencing when you're driving by them. And so it'll go up and down. I don't know where it's located, if it's still located in the same spot. But they were working on, I don't know if they got it figured out yet, a different location for that machine. The thing is, it's line of sight. You got to get it up high in the air. KB80OE.
I hear you.
All right.
I'll hit you later. KF8GVI.
Yeah, what? Well, before you go, how far were you for here on side of Lapeer? How many miles do you think you were over that way? When you first started talking, how far on the other side of Lapeer were you?
Practically in Fort Huron.
I'm telling you, those antennas are pretty good, even though they're counterfeit. I know they're counterfeit. Not one of them reads the same on that meter either. So, but they still do a good job. They're not as good as a diamond, but they do a great job. So they're money, you know, it's money in the bank, basically. All right, 7-3, I'll talk at you later. I got to get back to doing stuff. I ordered the parts for Kelly's tractor, so I'll be piecing that thing back together. Jeff's in rough shape. If you ever want to see him again, you might want to stop over there. I'll cut you loose. This is KB80OE.
Okay. I'm just past Emin City now, so I'll talk to you later. KF8EVI.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 43 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 43 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 43 degrees. connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
And there wasn't much rejoicing.
Give you all you can.
Good evening, 1800 hours, clear, 43 degrees.
KF8EDQ.
W8CMN, repeater Flint. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 44 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 39 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 39 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint.